Hare Krishna. Come a little nearer. Come a little nearer. I want to hear you to hear something. Yes. Tonight we're reading from. Is it on? Hare Krishna. Tonight we're reading from Bhagavad Gita as it is, by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, founder Acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. And today's verse is chapter 12, devotional service, text 8. So I brought something for you to listen to. Chapter 12, devotional service, text 8. So I'm going to let you hear text 1 to 8. So maybe you want to start by text 1. We're going to listen to text 1 to 8.
Klesho dhikataras tesham क्लेशोधिकतरस्तेष अव्यक्तासक्तचेतसा अव्यक्ता हि गतिर्दुःखम् अव्यक्ता हि गतिर्दुःखम् देहवद्भिरवाप्यते ये तु सर्वाणि कर्माणि मयि संन्यस्य मत्पराः अनन्येनैव योगेन माम् ध्यायन्त उपासते तेषामहं समुद्धर्ता मृत्युसंसारसागरात् भवामि न चिरात् पार्थ मयि बुद्धिं निवेशय
निवसिष्यसि मयि एव
अत ऊर्ध्वं न संशयः
Did you hear the difference between the long and the short A's,
yes,
the way they said? I don't know. Someone in Brussels gave it to me. So that's how to change shlokas. If you want, I can give you on a stick. You can listen to the whole chapter. I've got the whole Gita. I have the whole Bhagavad Gita. The same two guys. It's good for like when you're getting dressed, you can hear in the background this and just repeat them. So you heard once, then he repeats it twice, so then you've heard it three times. So now we should practice it. Mayeva mana adatsva. Mayeva mana adatsva. Mayi buddhim nive shaya. Mayi buddhim nive shaya. Nivasisyasi mayeva. Nivasis yasi mayeva. At urdvam nasamshaya. Mayeva mana adatsva. Mayi buddhim niveshaya. Nivasis yasi mayeva. Nivasish. Yasimayeva. At urdvam nasamshaya. Mayeva manadatsva. Mai buddhim niveshaya. Nivasi. No. Nivasis yasimayeva. Nivasis yasimayeva. At urdvam nasamshaya. Mayeva mana adatsva. Mai buddhim niveshaya. Nivasis yasimayeva. Nivasis yasimayeva. At urdvam nasamshaya. Please repeat. Mayeva mana adatsva. Mai buddhim niveshaya. Nivasis yasimayeva. Ata urvam nasamshaya. Mayeva mana adatsva. Mai buddhim niveshaya. Nivasis yasimayeva. Ata urvam nasamshaya. Mayeva mana adatsva. Mai buddhim niveshaya. Nivasis yasimayeva. At urdvam nasamshaya. Mayi, upon me. Eva, certainly. Mana, mind. Adatsva, fix. Mayi, upon me. Buddhim, intelligence. Niveshaya, apply. Nivasis yasi, you will live. Mayi, in me. Eva, certainly. At urdvam, thereafter. Na, never. Samshaya, doubt. Translation. So Krishna says, just fix your mind upon me, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and engage all your intelligence in me. Thus you will live in me always, without a doubt. Please repeat. Just fix your mind upon me. The Supreme Personality of Godhead. And engage all your intelligence in me. Thus you will live in me always. Without a doubt. Purport. One who is engaged in Lord Krishna's devotional service lives in a direct relationship with the Supreme Lord. So, there is no doubt that his position is transcendental from the very beginning. A devotee does not live on the material plane. He lives in Krishna. The holy name of the Lord and the Lord are non-different. Therefore, when a devotee chants Hare Krishna, Krishna and his internal potency, who's that? Radhani, are dancing on the tongue of the devotee. Krishna and his internal potency are dancing on the tongue of the devotee. When he offers Krishna food, Krishna directly accepts these eatables, and the devotee becomes Krishnaized by eating the remnants. One who does not engage in such service cannot understand how this is so. Although this is a process recommended in the Bhagavad Gita and in other Vedic literatures. Om Gyana Timurandasha Gyananjala Shalakaya Chakshuram Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaisnavamscha Shri Rupam Sakrijatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tham Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Visakam Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Gopika Kantarat. O my dear Krishna, you are the friend of the distressed and the source of creation. You are the master of the gopis and the lover of Radharani. I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavanishwari Rishabhanu Sutta Devi Pranamami Haripriye Vanchakalpatrubhyascha Kripa Sindubhya Eva Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadata Srivasati Gaura Bhakti Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Rama Ramo Hare Hare. So did they dance on your tongue? How can they dance on everyone's tongue at the same time? He can make copies of himself. When the tourists come, I say, Krishna can do things that we can't do. He can, for example, make a copy of himself. Like on this picture outside, there's like four Krishnas and four gopis, and all the gopis wanted to sit next to Krishna, so he finds a solution. He makes a copy of himself. So there's a word for it, I can't remember it right now, that Krishna makes a direct copy of himself. Swamsa? Because he can expand himself in another form, like Balaram, for example, who doesn't look the same. But in Dwaraka, he expanded himself in lots of Krishnas, who look the same. 16,108... Swayam Prakash. There is different. The original Krishna in Vrindavan, that's different than the Krishna in Dwaraka. So one of them is for one and one's for the other.
Yeah, it says here at the end, his own manifestations are Swayam Prakash.
Yeah.
And then you have Pradhanath Prakash, expansions into multiple forms with the same features.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Such as the rising of the palaces of Dwarka, and then you have Vaibhava Prakash, which is like his brother Balaram.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Nice.
And from there, the other.
Because when Krishna went from Vrindavan to Mathura, he also stayed behind, and the other Krishna went. So when they stop by the lake in Akura, he sees them under the water. So then Vrindavan Krishna stayed in Vrindavan, and then Krishna also went to Mathura. Akrura went to get Krishna, to take him to Mathura.
Yeah.
The original Krishna stayed behind.
So Krishna
because he never leaves. But Krishna in his, I don't know what the Mathura form is called. In Mathura, for example, he doesn't have a flute. He doesn't play his flute in Mathura. He does other work. He's like a kshatriya.
I mean, where did you read that? Because I was just reading it the other day. The Prabhupada said because the gopis constantly think of Krishna.
Yes.
Therefore, Krishna never leaves Vrindavan.
Yes.
And he's actually going to Mathura. The gopis miss him and he's gone.
But I always thought in the planet, Earth planet, he leaves Vrindavan, but in the spiritual world, he never leaves.
So, but like I said, probably explains it because the gopis think of him.
Yes.
Absolutely. Therefore, he never executes in that. And what he's saying is there is the other thing.
In the spiritual world.
I think it's explained like that. Perfect. What is it? More perfect and most perfect.
So this verse number 8 is the first of a series of verses that Krishna is explaining different stages of or different levels of devotion. So this is the topmost level or topmost step, spontaneous devotional service. Just fix your mind upon me, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and engage all your intelligence in me. Thus you will live in me always without a doubt. So this is the highest level. And then for those people who think, what if I can't do this, then what should I do? Then that's the verse for tomorrow. And then if you can't manage that, then after the next day is another verse. So I won't say all the stages. I leave that for one of the speakers at tomorrow, the next day, and the next day. The stages, they kind of go down in requirements. So this is the topmost stage. So in the topmost stage, Krishna is saying, fix your mind upon me. Now what the jnanis do is they fix their mind upon Krishna, but the impersonal form, of the impersonal feature. But Krishna is saying in the topmost stage, you should fix your mind on the personal form, on me. And he says it three times, mayi. Mayi and mayi. Me, me, me. The devotee is advised to meditate on the personal form of Krishna. Engage all your intelligence in me. And the jnani is engaging his intelligence in the impersonal form. But Krishna is saying, engage all your intelligence in me. Not the impersonal. No, but the jnanis are engaging all their intelligence, but not in Krishna, but in the impersonal. What do you mean? Yeah. As opposed to fixing your all your intelligence in something impersonal. Fix all your intelligence in Krishna. How you fix all your intelligence in Krishna? When you sew your jacket, you sew it for Krishna. When I was at a Namahata program one time, and Mahavishnu Swami had me translating into Dutch, and he was singing this little song, Peeling Potatoes for Krishna. And he had me sing the translation of it. He was singing, peeling potatoes, peeling potatoes, peeling potatoes for Krishna. So the difference is not in the activity, the difference is in the consciousness behind the activity. So there's the story of the three men who are building, and said someone came along and asked the first man, what are you doing? And he said, I'm putting these bricks like this, and I'm putting some mortar in between them, and I have to put them along the string. And then the second one, he gave his reply, I'm making a wall. And the third one gave the reply, I'm building a temple for Krishna. But they were doing the same work, but their consciousness was different. One of them was just thinking about bricks, but the other one was meditating, I'm building a temple for Krishna. So now in Mayapur, there's lots of men on the building site, and they're building, and they may have some different consciousnesses there. And one or two of them are walking around wearing orange. They're brahmacharis. They're doing work, they're doing supervising, and same work, but their consciousness is, we're building the Vedic planetarium. To please Srila Prabhupada, to make the prediction reality. And some of the workers there are just earning money. Interesting project. Big building. I'm working on a big project, getting you know, some nice wages, feed my family. Different consciousness. So then Prabhupada is explaining the holy name of the Lord and the Lord are non-different. And when a devotee chants Hare Krishna, Krishna and his internal potency are dancing on the tongue of the devotee. When he offers Krishna food, Krishna directly accepts these eatables. It's sometimes a little difficult to explain when I come in here with a tour program, and then the pujari is putting cushions down and little tablecloths, and I say that they're going to eat now, the deities are going to eat now. And then for some people it's like a strange idea, and they say, "What you mean the dolls?" I said, "Well, for us these are not dolls, this is a very special form. Krishna in his statue form." "Yeah, but they can't eat." And then you have to explain, well, he doesn't have to eat with his hand and put it in his mouth like us. He can accept the love which is made with, accepts the offering of love. But it does have the food that's offered to Krishna and then becomes prasadam is very potent. It's apart from that it tastes nicer, it also wipes out our sins, for example. You remember the prasadam verse? You know, Jean-André, you know which verse is the prasadam verse? Chapter 3? It's worth knowing. 3:13, have a look at it. 3:13 is the prasadam verse. Who's sniggering at me? It definitely is the prasadam. Chapter 3, text 13. We're going to have a look at it now. You can give all the verses a name. The prasadam verse. You got it? Yagya shista shana shanto muchante sarvakil bishai Punjate te tvagam papa ye pajantyat makaranat. The devotees of the Lord are released from all kinds of sins because they eat food which is offered first for sacrifice. Others, who prepare food for personal sense enjoyment, verily eat only sin. So it's also for us, if we go outside and we buy a packet of crisps and just eat it, this also applies. It's not recommended to eat outside, except in emergency. If you know you're going to be out all day, you can make a little lunch packet. Like the Sankirtan devotees, when they go out, they get lunch packets. I remember when I went out in Amsterdam one time, someone had made all these lunch packets with huge, huge thick slices of bread and put all filling inside, and that was our lunch packets, and we got something, little packets of something to drink. Or if you're making a long journey, you can take a little tiffin like the Indians do in the train. They have their sabji and their chapatis already made. I think it's almost time for Krishna to dance on the tongues. So I'll stop now. So anyone else want to say anything on this verse before we get musical?
Yeah, one thing I wanted to say is about the deity.
About
the deity?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not very well, you know, I sometimes also explain that Prabhupada also says God can be everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, so why can't he not be in this form? And it's also explained that the difference is Radha Govinda Ji in Jaipur. So Prabhupada explains that by the devotion of the devotee, the Krishna appears. So the more powerful the devotee is, the more powerful the deity.
It's one thing to convince them that Krishna is non-different from the deity, but that they can eat.
Right.
Well, in this form.
The thing is, they were saying they're dogs, so I just tried to get them to accept that if they accept that there is a God, then he can be anywhere. So I can't imagine this statue. And like I said, he appears, and then by the devotion of the devotee, he can manifest himself according to his surrender. So, and then you have to explain the Brahma Samhita.
Well, I usually say that because of his mercy, he agrees to appear in this form so that we can worship him, because we want to worship a personal form and things like that. And for us, they're not dolls. But it's the eating part that they can't... I suppose the first time in the temple, it's a bit difficult. Right, now it's time for Krishna to dance on our tongue. I'll just read it. The holy name of the Lord and the Lord are non-different. Therefore, when a devotee chants Hare Krishna, Krishna and his internal potency, Radharani, are dancing on the tongue of the devotee. Time for some dancing. Ki Bhagavad Gita ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.